All are happy in Gyan Sarovar? Enjoying? Topic is very great, touching and catching power. For this, we need two things. Now you have to check yourself. One is line of intellect. Line of intellect must be clear. And for this, our intellect must become clean. Clean and clear. Second thing, which is very great, only we Brahmins can think over that. No one in the world, neither any monk nor big sannyasi, Shankaracharya, that is wiselessness. Those who become wiseless, they can catch easily what Baba is saying. But many get confused. This is my own mind's thought or coming from Baba. No need to get confused. You just, if you want the solution of any problem, keep it in front of Baba and forget. Automatically, on proper time, Baba will send that thing into your subconscious mind. It will come automatically in your mind. Otherwise, what many do, sit in yoga, ask Baba. Then many thoughts come in their mind and they get confused. This is right or this is right. Need not to do this way. I repeat, give your thoughts to Baba and wait for the answer automatically, either from Murlis or when you are in good concentration in yoga, that thought from Baba will come into your mind. For this, we need to clean our intellect first. The beautiful subject for everyone. You know, Baba has brought a gift of divine intellect for we children. Right? Gift of divine intellect. Divine intellect means an intellect which is filled with complete purity, with spiritual intoxication, and with the power of knowledge. Where there is knowledge, purity, and spiritual intoxication in mind, that mind becomes divine, clean. Otherwise, many things of many lives, not only of this life, previous lives, they are here. Into our, which mind? Unconscious mind. That is not subconscious, that is unconscious mind. I mean, they are here but not active. But when we come to Baba, when we start doing practice of good yoga, and when now there is negative energy around us, completely tamopradhan, negativity, with the effect of this negative energy, those things from unconscious mind get emerge. And there is a dirty flow of waste thoughts in mind. And many get deep suffering from their own waste thoughts. Deep suffering. They want to get rid of them, but can't. They can't enjoy Baba's company. they can't enjoy super sensuous joy with the power of yoga. So first of all, aim in our mind must be to cleanse our intellect. And for this, make your own disciplines. I will never listen rubbish. One thing. Such discipline, such self-love. I will never see dirty things on YouTube or mobile or laptop. Make such discipline for your own self. No one would guide you. Become your own guide, your own teacher. And who can become own guide? One, whose aim at this confluence age is fixed and very great. Just as here, you can read one slogan written on such big board. Make your aim so great that there won't be any margin for waste thinking. No time. We have to achieve that aim. We have to reach to that destination. So make your own powerful destination, aim. And not aim that I have to become Lakshmi Narayan. Not aim that I have to become Karmatit, although these are our final aim. But I am speaking something else. Although we have to think, I have to become perfect. But this road of perfection is very lengthy. Big road. Make small, small targets, just as our first target must be that I have to make my yoga chart 4 hours every day. 4 hours. Sitting and karma yoga. This is a good aim or not? Is this good aim? 4 hours yoga. Because the enjoyment of purity, I am speaking these words, enjoyment of purity will not be experienced unless our yoga is more than 4 hours. We need such practices. So you have to learn when you are in your lokic work, in your job, driving your car, or anything you do whole day, in each action, some practice of Raj Yoga. You have to fix it. Make your own program. I'm suggesting you how to make. That is the best method of easy yoga. That is the best method to become free from waste thinking. That is the best method to protect ourselves from the dirty vibrations of Kaliyugi world. And that is the best method to remain immune, detached from actions. That is the effect of each action we do. But if we want to remain immune to the effect of the actions, we have to make a simple and practical plan of karma yoga. I am giving you an example. Make a list of your karmas you do whole day. Simple karmas too. Drinking water, drinking tea, cooking food, eating food, or to get ready, dress up, then job, driving car, or anything you do. Amrit Vela, So make simple program. For example, whenever I will hold a glass of water in my hand to drink 3 times, I will do the practice, I am an angel of purity. Then I will drink water. During drinking tea, it will take little time. I will invoke Bap Dada. I will do the practice. I am supremely pure soul. I will do this practice at least 5 times. While bathing, shower, I am the goddess, God in this body, soul is goddess, God. And this body is my temple. I am cleaning my temple. Good feeling. You can arise this thought 5 times during shower. Such planning. When you go in front of the mirror, you can see yourself a shining star here. I am most fortunate soul in the world. In some other actions, I am Master Almighty. I am a great soul. I am a victorious soul. Like this, I was in Shantivan. From there I am coming up here. So from yesterday, 5 people came to me who shared their experience that with the practice of Master Almighty, they get free from severe cancer. Wonderful! I was also imagining so great effect of Master Almighty. Someone told, job gone, it was very difficult to get it again. I did for 21 days and 1,000 times, whole day, I am Master Almighty. I got a good job. Such beautiful experience. One wonderful experience of a mother who is not in Gyan, but her sister is in Gyan. There was a problem, a big hole in her daughter's heart. Big hole. And daughter, baby, below 10, 7, 8 years. Doctor said that after the age of this girl, 12 years old, when she becomes, then we will decide for operation. But that girl was feeling some problems, trouble in the body, in breathing. Then her sister told sister, who was not in Gyan, that you have to practice that I am Master Almighty. And that soul thought it is a mantra. Mantra of a guru. And you have to do, just rub your palm, remember 5 times I am Master Almighty, and put your right hand on the heart of your baby. And she did. And in 21 days, there was no hole. Doctors were surprised. We are all gone. What you did? This is the magic of Master Almighty. This thought is the most powerful thought in this world. I can say in all 4 eras, golden age, silver, copper, iron, I am Master Almighty. Such powerful thought we will never find anywhere. It is not written in any holy book. People don't know about it, but we teach it to the people. When in Gyan Sarovar or in Shantivan, many times, there are known BKH program, and they are big, big VIPs now. They are coming to us to attend many, many programs. I teach them, you are Master Almighty. Accept it. Being the child of Almighty God, you are very powerful. You are Master Almighty. and many of them accept it. They do the practice and get very good experience. So make a plan of your karma yoga. And whenever you are going out of your home, or by car or by any means, always, never forget, invoke Bab Dada. Baba, come down. Be with me. I am going there. I will not go alone. You please come down. Give me company. And you will see wonderful result here in India. I listen to the experience of many people. Just 2 days before I was in Gyan Sarovar, so one simple, ordinary, in Hindi we call Bholi Mata, innocent mother, came to me. And she was sharing her experience that whenever I do anything, I invoke Baba, Baba, come to me. She is 81 year old and cook her own food, do everything. She had good home, clean the home. So she said at least 10-12 times, I invoke Bab Dada, you come, I am alone. Come to me. And it is Baba's word, Baba's promise. If you call me down, I will have to come down surely. It is impossible that my children invite me and I don't come. I will come to help with you. So make use of it. Such good opportunity given by God Himself. The Supreme Being Himself, one who is almighty, He is giving us such beautiful opportunity. Now you are not alone. I am for you. Keep this word in your mind. I am for you. I am ready all the time to help with you. Come to me. And Baba's once complained, when I see the children, they don't come to me. I am with thousands of arms. I will help them. But they don't come to me. They go to their friends and relatives, those who have two hands only. So go to him. Get good experience. Every time, when you see some problem, Baba, come down. I need your help. Please help me. You don't like this word, please. Help me. He will do. Do you like this? Do you like this? Will invoke Baba? So, make a program of karma yoga. Sitting yoga is also important so that you can experience powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. That is also important. I would never suggest you to sit for 1 hour if your yoga is not good, if your concentration is not satisfactory. Sit for 10 minutes. But make such plan that I have to sit at least 4 times every day, each time 10 minutes. First, I will do the practice of 5 forms in 10 minutes, 3, 4, 5 times. Second time, I will practice, I am a soul, going up, went to Baba, Shiva Baba, Gyan Surya, Almighty, sat with him for some seconds, 30 seconds, coming back, came down in my body, again, this drill, this is called drill. 10 times you can do in 10 minutes. you will find that your mind is becoming stable, intellect is becoming divine. Then third 10 minutes, you can practice soul consciousness. I am soul separate from this body. And one beautiful method, in today's Murli there was much about soul consciousness. Soul conscious means when soul becomes the embodiment of all 7 qualities. You might have noticed today, Murli, become soul consciousness, and for this you have to practice, I am a soul, and you have to connect yourself to the Supreme, then you will become soul conscious. The soul consciousness doesn't mean only that I am a soul, but all 7 qualities must come into practical life. Peace. Peace must become our power. Not such peace that no one must disturb my peace. No, no one can disturb my peace. My peace is my power, my might. Such a strong thought. Love, love for all, just as for God's love. People also say, God's love is unconditional love. My love must be unconditional for all to all. No feeling of hatred. No feeling of jealousy. Churn this way. Third quality, joy. Happiness and joy. Supersensuous joy, joy and happiness. Happiness, joy is my natural feeling, natural sanskar. So you have to remind yourself, I am happy soul, I am joyful soul. Accept it. And you must keep this secret of this knowledge, of entire knowledge. The thing you accept will become yours. Acceptance is a great thing. Accept, I am a great soul. Accept, I am supremely pure soul. Purity will become natural. I am remembering one thing, that it was the year of 1982, when I decided in my mind that I will make this year the year of my purity, perfect purity. I will make my purity perfect. So in the beginning, one very powerful line came up in Babaji Murli, that you children think that you have to become perfectly pure? No. You believe, you accept that you are supremely pure soul. I got this beautiful point. Instead of thinking, I have to become completely pure, accept it, I am supremely pure soul. So the secret I speak on every time, on this secret, and you must all just get it into your subconscious mind, note it down. Our each thought generates energy. Our each thought generates energy. So for example, take this thought, I am supremely pure soul. With good feeling, I am supremely pure soul. So from here, pure energy will spread out, will go into your brain, will spread in all body, will cool down your sense organs. And one important thing, even doctors don't know it, this pure energy, these pure vibrations, when they will go into our brain, they will repair the brain. Repair the brain, whatever damage we had into our brain because of past time of this life. Any bad company, any bad thought, any criminal thing we did, pure energy will repair that. And we will feel ourselves very energetic. So this way, make a simple plan, Karma Yoga. Without making plan, no one can reach to the destination. We all are experienced. You make your everyday plan every day. If you have to reach to your office at 10 o'clock, you will make definitely plan. When I will cook, when I will eat, when I will dress up, when I will start my car, when I will reach there. You also spare 10 minutes. So make a plan of 4 hours yoga. Then 4.5 hours, then 5 hours, gradually. And then mind will become stable. And you will enjoy this Brahmin life. Second thing, voiceless stage. A great thing. This is the biggest stage in this world. Because those who become completely voiceless, they become first 25 beads of the rosary. Victorious rosary. First 25 souls are very great in this world. 25, 8 are the greatest, highest. But 25, so those who become voiceless, their stage like a small baby, even ignorant from impurity. Our purity, vibrations of purity, will purify this entire nature. Keep this powerful destination aim in your mind. I have to purify this entire nature. I have to give pure vibrations to the nature. Then in return, what nature will do? Listen carefully. Body made of nature. Nature will keep our body healthy, will give a big help in maintaining good health, one thing. Second thing, when we will have to pass the time of natural calamities, then this entire world will suffer a lot, natural calamity, then nature will protect you. So make a plan. Every day, for 10 minutes, you will have to give pure vibrations to this nature, pure vibrations to the world. Our pure vibrations, what they will do? Again, I am saying, listen carefully. Here are millions and millions souls of deity religion around us, in Bharat, in your countries. With the help of our pure vibrations, their purity will come up. They will think, oh, they must become pure now. Now is the time to become pure. So what you have to do? Simple method. And I hope you will enjoy it very much. Just bring it into your planning. Make a vision. I am standing on a globe. Around me there is nature. And supremely pure soul. Or I am an angel of purity. Or powerful thought. I am the goddess of purity. 3 thoughts are there. You can choose one. Stand on the globe. see toward one direction, say east side, and feel from my forehead pure vibrations are going up to the end of this world. Golden vibrations. You can do this practice for 1 minute. You yourself will enjoy it very much, and your purity will become more and more natural. Attraction of the world, attraction of the body will end. Then turn your face to south side. Same practice. From here, pure golden vibrations are going there. They are going into the water of ocean. Then, northeast, upside, feel that pure vibrations are going to all stars. They are purifying them too. So, stars will not give you any suffering. This practice is very simple. So, give attention more and more to make your purity very natural. But you must know, without the power of yoga, no one can get the power of purity. Power of yoga will make you perfectly pure. If you suppress your impurity, that will not give you supersensuous joy. That can create some trouble, some problems for you. So let it become very natural into our sanskaraj. And one another practice. I did this practice in 1982. One another practice. Whosoever comes in front of me, I will give him or her pure vibrations. And for this, you just keep a thought in your mind, this soul is also pure soul. From me, pure energy is going to this person. Maybe for 10 seconds, 5 seconds only. In your home, in your family too. You can spread pure energy. Very good method I am suggesting you. If you have some problems in your family life, some obstacles in your family, some severe disease in your family, and you don't find any solution, you think, what should we do now? Sit anywhere in your home, and first of all, for 1-2 minutes, give pure vibrations to everyone in your home. They are here or not. Feel that all 5, 6, 7 members of your family are there, and from here, pure energy going to them. My home has become full with this pure energy. Of second thought, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. From here, red rays of might are spreading in my home. My home has become full with this red powerful energy. Feel it. And then, all souls of my family are great souls. They are most fortunate souls. They are also the children of my Shiv Baba. They also belong to the deity religion of golden age. Just for 1 minute, create such thoughts in your mind with good feeling, and you will experience big change in your home, in your family, in their behavior, in their attitude towards you. I would remind you, a person who practices self-respect, Swaman. A practice, a person who is in self-respect. Respect of the world will come behind that person like shadow. So you need not to ask, you need not to think that people or family member or my friends must give respect to me. Automatically respect will come to you. So this way we can make ourselves worthy, powerful. Three dots we can put, and method is, because stability of mind is important thing, three thoughts, I am soul, practice it. Baba is with me, bring it to your deep feeling, God Himself is with me, Almighty Father is accompanying with me, I am not alone. And third thing, knowledge of drama. You can choose any 5 points from the knowledge of drama, make them into your practical use. For example, this word drama is completely accurate. No margin of bringing any change. Completely accurate. This world drama is beneficial. Whatever is going in this world drama, that is true. Like this. Choose 5 thoughts and mind will remain silence. Rajesh has come on the chairs. Signal for me. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Brother Surya. Since the topic was the sixth sense, the touching power and catching power, and the solution you gave, which you always give us personally when we come and meet you, and you inspire us with this particular thought that I'm a supremely pure soul, that's one thing. Second is that you say, I'm master, almighty authority. But this word authority, you know, it creates some kind of a fear. Can you basically break it down for me? What does master...
I am Master Almighty.
Yes.
This is enough.
Is it okay with you all? You all can understand this meaning of Master Almighty authority?
Just as the baby of a tiger is a tiger, equally powerful. You can see, son of a tiger, 1 year old, I have seen. 6-month-old lion, equally powerful. We are the children of Almighty. So how can we become weak? So accept it. I am most powerful. A second word for this powerful state, Master Almighty. Forget authority, because you will need some time to become authority.
Okay, so the word power, Shakti. You know, having seen myself, I say myself, I am power. But I still feel weak inside, Brother Surya. How do I overcome this and hold this thought in my mind that I am really Shakti or power?
Actually, many souls, not only yourself, but many. Because mind has come down, just say, like the battery of our mobile. You charge it in the morning and whole day you used, and you came back at your home, it was only 10% weak. Likewise, our mind has become very, very weak, because a big journey of 5,000 years we have passed through. So now, mind of everyone is weak. Therefore, people are sensitive, very emotional, very fearful. So for this, we need one more thing, and that is connect yourself to Baba, who is Almighty. And make it into your good feeling, bring it into your good feeling that his powerful energy is coming down to me. And my degree is increasing, 10 to 15, then 20, then 30. Then Master Almighty thought will give you energy and you will feel I am very powerful. So not only with the help of one thought, but with the help of connection with Almighty, we can have good feeling of this thought.
Thank you. So, follow Father, we say, you know, and the theme of our season is that becoming the bestower and like the Father. You have seen Brahma Baba. So, most of the questions that are there on touching power that I had written, it's always to the practice of being Master Almighty Authority, and so solution is that only. But in Baba's life, what is it that you saw which will help us to elevate our stage and effort?
Baba Vaj Baba, you know. Why we say Baba Vaj Baba? Full renunciation. He doesn't need anything for himself. Everything for the children, which is a little difficult for we Brahmins. Everything for children. Even when training centers in Pandavavan or Hawaii Mahal, you have heard these names, some good building were built up, then Baba was asked to go in one new room because Baba's room was very old, and always in rainy season water used to come down in Baba's bed, inside the bed. Baba said, no, Baba's Rath, chariot is old, Baba will live in old room, full renunciation. Second thing, great tapasya, intensive tapasya. And specifically, after Mama left body, those 3 years, Baba did very, very intense tapasya, and most of the time in solitude. Second big quality of Brahma Baba. And thirdly, Baba became the embodiment of love. We are listening in the Murli of last 10 to 15 days. Many people, many Baba children used to get angry even to Baba. But Baba always, sweet child, do this, do like this, you are very sweet, you are very good children. So, all qualities he brought into his practical life. And full dedication for the yajna. Very intensive practice of soul consciousness. And he had become completely pure. I share in front of you one experience. I think no one had heard it before. Once Baba spoke like this, Shiv Baba. When for the first time, for the first moment, I entered this Brahma's body, because body of Brahma was impure, and it was impossible for me, the ocean of purities, to sit in an impure body. So what I did? I sat in the side of Brahma, and spread my pure energy in his whole body and made all of his sense organs pure. Then I entered again in his body. So this was a great reward given by Shiva Baba to this great person, Brahma. He himself prepared his medium. So this way we have to do big practice for this achievement. So these were many things are here about Brahma Baba, but these were three good things. He was completely ego-less, not even a subtle thought that I am doing something. I am just instrument. Only Shiva Baba is doing through me everything. In Hindi we call it like this, English, that this destroy your entity, then you will achieve to God. Now finish everything you have, you become completely detached from those things, then you will experience God.
Did you meet Mama?
No.
Okay. So you must definitely have met Didi Manmohini.
Yes.
So what inspiration did you draw from Didi Manmohini?
Actually, Manmohini Didi became instrument to bring me here. She asked Baba, she was in Delhi, she asked Baba, Baba, here is a child, he wants to surrender his life, should I bring him with me? And Baba immediately answered, yes. So Didi had big lot love with me, and I also have a lot of respect for this great soul, Shiva, embodiment of good discipline. When she was here in Pandavan, 2 days in a week, Thursday and Monday, everyone has to maintain silence. And she used to take round everywhere. When all are eating the food, lunch or dinner, Didi was taking round. All are in silence. So, very good practice, very good yogi. And she, in Laukik, belonged to a wealthy family and left everything. So Baba had very much deep love and respect for Didi Manmohini, her mother, and some other member of her family. So Didi was also very good yogi. And always, when Avyakt Baba came down, she was there and used to organize everything. So when Didi was here, yajna was disciplined, well organized. When she left, then some looseness started in the yajna.
Any other senior that you were inspired by or touched by, any other good quality you have seen, say in Brother Jagdish or the likes of your roommates?
No, actually I have seen everyone, came in very good contact of everyone. Jagdish Bhai was a big scholar, very clean intellect, wrote many things, and actually he gave to this organization the essence of scriptures too, and compared what is the difference between the disciplines or principles of scriptures and Baba's knowledge. So, but he was also very official. People used to say he never smiles, but my good friend, because I was also a writer, second article printed always, myself wrote many things, so she had good contact. But I remain in more contact with Dadi Prakash Mani, because Dadi had given me a time every day that after Murli, Dadi used to read Murli. After Murli, first appointment I was given. So I used to go every day, maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes or half an hour, free. So I noticed many good quality in her practical life. Thoughts very broad. She used to say, I am not only the chief of the administration, but chief of this big family. So I keep in my mind, no one in my family must be dissatisfied all must be content, happy, because I am the chief of the family, it's my responsibility. So very good food always, clothes, warm clothes, everything she used to take care of everything. And in kitchen, when kitchen was small in Pandavan, 5 times every day she was there in kitchen and taught me everything. How Sindhi Khadi is prepared, how tea you have to prepare, what quantity of salt you have to put in that. Checked everything, food, and taught me. I used to make mistakes because I did not learn any cooking any time. So many mistakes, she used to correct them. And I have seen, never shout at me. Always sweet and loving. An attitude to teach everything. And she gave me many opportunities, actually many opportunities. I cannot even count, uncountable. And taught me many things, gave me beautiful chances. When I remember them, hearty thanks come out for Dadi Prakash Mani. She was, in fact, a great soul in the world, very pure soul in the world, very, very pure soul in the world. Share one experience in Om Shanti Bhavan. There was a big conference of sannyasis. You know one Hindi word, Mahamandaleshwar, great sannyasis. Many came. Two Shankaracharya came. So Dadi herself with Nirvair Bhai and some Dadis was taking a round of Madhuban to all sannyasis. So when they were going to meditation hall there, so one old sannyasi hold Dadi's hand. And Dadi thought that he's very old, so his stairs are there. She wants some support. Okay. Went there, saw everything. After taking round, all set in hall. And that sannyasi shared her experience. Today, I hold the hand of Dadi Prakash Mani. And I experienced so much purity that I can declare no one on this planet is as pure as Dadi is. So, wonderful thing. So, she was very pure and always good wishes for all. And just as I mentioned, a natural sanskar to satisfy everyone, whatever you want, come to Dadi. Dadi will give you.
You know, in our Brahmin life, we make mistakes and perhaps we make blunders as well. So, in your journey of Brahmin life, how did you ever make any kind of mistakes?
And no,
how
no,
did
many
you,
mistakes.
How did you cope with your feel? Because we feel sometimes guilty, shame. We have these emotions that come up and we feel inferior. So how do you cope with these emotions?
Actually, I also made many mistakes in the beginning because I did not know anything of this world. Worldly knowledge, zero. I have no worldly knowledge. No knowledge of socialization. I was always in my yoga, study of Murli. Then one day, Avyakt Baba told me, you have to live with these all great souls in whole cycle. So be little close to them. Learn smiling. So I learnt. And it was not just Baba teaching, but Baba just gave me blessing. So then I started to go to Dadi, to Didi Manmohini. So I became open to them. Otherwise, you know, I was young, 20 years old, 21 years old, and they were chief of the institution. Little fear in mind. So then I became open. So whenever I did any mistake, Didi used to call me immediately. Calls Surya. In Sindhi, Sad Karo. Call him soon. And directly she used to tell, did you make any mistake? I don't remember. You made this mistake. Then I accept it. Okay, this is mistake. Then good teaching. Don't do like this, do like this. Many times, at least 10 times.
Okay, so, you know, most of here, sitting here, must have not met Bab Dada. And you have met millions and billions of times. Not billions, at least millions of times.
Every day, every day.
So, can you give us something, or can you share something of Bab Dada? How did you feel? And the same feeling we want to carry today. Can you share something very intimate, something very personal?
Actually,
what happened psychologically?
Actually, my one thing in this last life, I would say God had given me beautiful intellect and very natural pure sanskaraj. I never saw towards the world. I was just busy in my Laukik study. That was my great thing with me. I love my study, physics, chemistry, mathematics. So I came here. So Baba, when Baba became avyakt, our aim was that we have to become perfect by the end of 1976. So this aim, this target, kept me very active and alert, very disciplined. So I wrote many charts, and my yoga chart became topmost chart in the world. And, you know, when yoga is powerful, what happens? Purity started to become natural. Fear of the mind finished. And many good qualities came up. About them I did not know. Baba gave me blessing of churning knowledge. I learned from Avyakt Murli many things, thousands of things. I remember when I listened the revised Avyakt Murli, that this was the point for me, which motivated me at that time, which gave me good feeling at that time, and always Baba's cooperation. And one thing, because I was in kitchen, and it was Baba's great desire that a yogi child will come in future and will cook Brahma Bhojan. So Baba gave me lot of love and respect also. This was a wonderful experience of this life. And many times when Avyakt Baba came in the beginning, 70, 71, 75, Baba called me. That today, Baba was remembering the children who are working in the kitchen. So, Didi, just bring them. Baba wants to meet them many times. And that was the biggest occasion, one day at night. It may be 10:30 at night. So, Lachuben, you have heard the name of Lachuben. She was the Brahmani, caretaker of Brahma Baba, then Brahmani of Didi Manmohini, came running. And from the, we were in lighthouse in Pandavan, upstairs. So she, from the downside, said loudly, "Surya, Baba want to meet you, come down soon." And all got up. And I did not change my dress, the same soul brought and went to Baba's room. We were two at that time. We both went there in Baba's room. Baba was in his room. And what did we see? Baba, in the body of Guljar Dadi, was sitting alone there. No one was there. Neither Dadi, Didi, no one. They had to go on to take some bhog for Baba. And oh, we were just excited. Oh, Baba! Then Baba gave very powerful drashti and told me beautiful things. Those things became God's gift to me. And one thing he told, that in Madhuban, all children get two things. One is Brahma Bhojan, one and one is Baba. No one can get those things outside in the world, in Madhuban only. And how many are today? I said, Baba, 400. So you cook in Baba's yard. So 1% from everyone means 400% will come to you. So Baba said, if one cook the food with great love and yogyukti stage, then it is a great thing. It gives support to everyone to enhance their stage. Such many things, I can't remember now, were experienced with Avyat Bhav Dada.
So one last thing, Suribhai. From your journey, from your spiritual journey, for what all you have gone through in your spiritual life, so many of us are also doing that, but we find it a little bit more difficult. So can you give us some point that will make our efforts easy?
Myself gave you the point, how to become Karma Yogi. I did all these things. I make my list of 35 points. I wrote hourly chart to make it continuous yoga. Continuous yoga. And about purity, I did many good efforts. And one beautiful experience, it lasted for 16 years, that I thought, this year, I will finish this weakness. And I did my best, and I realized that weakness gone. But one new weakness came up. I decided by the end of this year I will finish this weakness, and I did my good effort. I got Baba's many points from Avyakt Murli, and that weakness also disappeared. Then third came up. So by 16 years I got this experience, and this was a wonderful experience. Subtle weaknesses gone from my life. So these were Baba's help, Baba's blessing, and I got many blessings from Baba. Becoming yogi, it was not my in hand. I did my best effort, but not fully successful. Avyakt Baba gave me powerful drashti and told me something. From that moment, yoga chart, in 3 days, great. So I always thanks to Baba. Whatever I did, whatever I achieved, from Baba. Okay?
Yeah. And one more last thing. Say for example, if there is some problem that I'm facing, and I want to reach you, are you a difficult person to reach? Yeah.
Difficult person?
If I want to reach you, if I have some problem, I want to reach you. Not me, any of here. Mm. Are you a very difficult person to reach?
No, very easy. Most easy. And my doors are open all the time. Anyone can come.
Open door policy.
Even in Shantivan, in 1.5 hours today, I met 200 people. Listen, at least 100's problem. Gave them solution. So this is my duty and my interest.
So you're very easy to reach. Anybody can reach you.
Most easy. I had learnt it from Baba, Brahma Baba, and from Dadi Prakash Mani. Open to everyone. Their doors were open to everyone.
And one last thing, we'll close with this.
Last.
Definitely. Can you share one personal vardhan that Baba gave you directly, that you made your life very easy?
Blessing of churning knowledge. That gave me many things. I realized how knowledge is a big power with us. Not only yoga, but knowledge also. Okay?
That's, can you give me an example on the reflect? How do you reflect on, how do you churn?
Actually, Baba Vyat Baba mentioned me at night. I met him personally. And from the next day, I fixed 8 o'clock in the morning, diary pen, and started writing on one topic. And first topic was, how to remain free from mutual clash. And I can say within 10 minutes, I wrote 20 points. And then I experienced every day at 8 o'clock in the morning, there was a beautiful flow of good thoughts in my mind. And it works with everyone in the world. If you fix up a time, at same time, a beautiful flow of elevated thoughts will emerge in your brain, in your mind. Okay, now
wonderful.
No last question.
Thank you so much. No last question at all.
Because I have to go again to Shantivan. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much for taking your time out and sharing such intimate answers. Om Shanti.